What is up, world? John Shute here with another Anchor podcast. How is everyone doing this week? Trying to hop back on this podcast grind. It is a grind. It's a lifestyle. I love it. I love Anchor. You guys rock. Say it to my grave. big week here in Denver. Big week here in the United States. Big week here in the world. We have 420, the stoner holiday coming up this Saturday. We're stoked. We couldn't be more excited here at Puff Creative, especially. We got a lot going on with our clients. People pulling their hair out, but people excited at the same time. You know, the energy is there. You know, it is there. And, you know, if you have been listening to my podcast since the beginning, last year around this time, I dropped one about what does 420 mean to you? I also wrote a blog you find on the Puff Creative website. I kind of dove into how special the day is to me, a little bit about my first time smoking cannabis, and a little bit about what I did last year in Denver, Colorado. Today, we're going to be kind of touching on similar subjects, but in a different way, I'd say. So, continue to listen. Don't pause me right now. Don't exit out. I swear I'm a nice guy. Since you can kind of like Google search the history of 420, I'm not going to dive into it today. So sorry. But, I really wanted to kind of touch on how much power the 420 holiday harnesses. Especially in 2019 and even in the past couple of years and leading into the future, there's so much around this holiday and so much around cannabis now. I figure I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about how I've celebrated 420 over the past few years of my life, starting in high school and then leading up today, and then, why it is so important today. So I'll dive right into it. In high school, although I started smoking weed my freshman year, freshman year, 420 I didn't really know what 420 was until my junior year of high school. And then, so I celebrated 420 my junior and senior year. And that really was just completely obnoxious, amounts of and copious amounts of marijuana smoked. Like, 15 gram blunts and 5 gram joints and washing those down with bong rips and bubblers and edibles and whatever, more keef on everything, that was the mentality. I don't know how I even enjoyed that, but anyway, it happened. And, I didn't realize this then, but it's like looking back, it's like I didn't know where that weed was grown. I knew nothing about it. Who even knew that the strain our pot dealer and our friends were telling us that we were smoking was even the strain. There's no way to really know. There's no testing. They probably had pesticides on them, or who knows, mold. So after high school, weed smoking continues into college. And, it's a little bit easier in college. Your parents aren't there, so you don't got to go home. So you can continue the festivities. But you have access to parties and cafeterias and food and different houses. And, there's no rules, really. So it was really fun. Still copious amounts of weed smoked. But at the same time, I still didn't know. Then, where did that weed come from? Who the hell knew it was in it? But at the same time, I do credit, my cannabis smoking and college days to how I found the passion for not only cannabis, but, art and music and extreme sports and, all that stuff. So I'm very, very thankful for my, cannabis experiences and 420 celebrations during that time. And then I guess after college, still smoked weed, still consumed cannabis. But, these in that time, I most of the time knew where the cannabis was coming from, which is nice. And I trusted the grower, knew he wasn't using anything harmful. You know, so that was nice, but you know, I didn't have access to, not everyone I was smoking with who provided cannabis sometimes had access to that weed. And you know, if you took an edible from like a random friend, like who knows where they got that weed. So, you know, there's still possibilities of harmful, you know, what we call medicine available during this time. But you know, I guess the difference for 420 after college is you know, we lived there in houses, but with less people. Like I was in Vermont, which is pretty sweet, up in the mountains. And you know, during this time, my girlfriend, now wife, she really got into cooking, like different, not just cookies and brownies, but different types of like cannabis edibles. So that became a huge part of our 420 and even like lifestyle during this time. And there's one 420, I think it fell on Easter. Yeah, right. It was a couple of years back on 420 fell on Easter. We did an entire Easter 420 meal, which was like the ham, the mashed potatoes, the vegetables were all cooked in cannabis. And it was a good old time. We got super baked. I think we rolled like a 10 gram spliff or something crazy. But it was a good time. And, you know, right after, I guess, during this time, since I had access to such clean cannabis for the most part, that's when I started more experimenting with, you know, how can I use this plant for my benefit, you know, and, you know, using indicas to sleep, sativas to be awake and focused, and just dipping my toes into what CBD and cannabinoids and terpenes are. So, you know, that kind of is leading into, since I've been involved in cannabis, and even just in the past 3 years, it's been 420 is more of a recognition and a respect and an honor to be celebrating in, you know, 2019, this upcoming Saturday, and the past couple years, because the plant has just come so far. People are choosing cannabis that are prescription drugs. That's the main reason I even got involved in the industry. It's because I had so many friends addicted or dead over prescription drugs. You know, I know exactly what I'm consuming in 2019, where I buy it. I know the cannabinoid levels. I know the terpene profiles. If it's sativa, hybrid, indica, all of that. You know, I have a bud tender to talk to about these products that I'm buying as well. And on top of that, I run a cannabis marketing agency. I never would have thought I would run a cannabis marketing agency, writing cannabis blogs, doing cannabis podcasts, knowing people all over the world, media agencies all over the country, contacts all over the country, clients all over the country. And, you know, even we're going, you know, have clients that are worldwide as well. It's beautiful. It's a dream. And I'm very, very thankful. So it's crazy to be thankful and grateful and not getting obnoxiously stoned. Probably will get stoned, but not, you know, consuming as obnoxious amounts of cannabis as in the past. But it's more of a hell yeah, we did it kind of feeling, you know? So... yeah, everyone else who can understand that, you know, I tip my hat to you, because we're really doing it, and I respect you for being a part of this grind. It's real. It's one of the hardest industries to be in and to be successful in, I would say. So yeah, kudos to you. And just so you guys know, this 420, we got some pretty fun stuff going on. I'll be taking over the Dr. Rob Farms, our first client ever. I'll be taking over his Instagram this 420. Super stoked. Love that guy. Love his team. So tune into the @DrRobFarms Instagram account. I'll post on my personal and Puff Creative about it as well. And this 420 will be going to the Bloom into Wellness event. They will have Reiki, massage, yoga, acupuncture, meditation, sound healing. And this is, you know, really meant to enhance the senses, this event. So we'll be going to that into the morning. Leading into the early afternoon. I will be heading to the Invisible City for a private VIP social influencer event, which is going to be kind of like a content creation party. And then that's going to lead into a public party called the New 420 at the Invisible City, hosted by our friends Whitney and McCarter, who were on my last podcast and in my last blog. And then after that, I'll be heading to the Rockies and Phillies game at the Rocky Stadium. So tune in to the Dr. Ralph Barb's Instagram for all the action. Maybe do it the next day if you're real high on 420, you know, when you're just waking up. I'll try to be funny and entertaining. And yeah, I hope everyone has a really, really safe and enjoyable 420. And, you know, remember, just look back on how far we've come, because it's been a long way, cannabis community, and I respect you all. Thank you.
صح.